There was something heavy lingering in the air that night. I felt like I was beginning to suffocate. I knew I'd gone too deep. It's hard to really put a pin on it. I've tried to reason with myself, or rather, make sense of it all, but nothing really comes to mind. It's all messy. I can try to visualize it for you. I was worn out, exhausted, disoriented, unaware of my own surroundings. I felt like I was in a bit of a fever dream, knocking in and out of subconsciousness. I could have been drugged, probably. They were a group of individuals, faces unseen. Some, however, felt like I could have seen them in my neighborhood once, at the corner store, maybe at 2 a.m. Some probably my own friends. It was hard to make out, but I knew there were a few that I'd personally known. But here, they were strangers. Masks with no real identities. But the voices were all too familiar. They spoke of things that I thought I'd buried away in my own subconscious. I suppose it's easier that way. Easier to slip on a mask and suddenly not be who you were prior to attending the congregation, if you will. Even if I did know them, I could only half-heartedly attempt to connect the dots. I remember trying to recollect my thoughts at that time. I felt the cold floor underneath me. It was dark. It usually always is. No indication of time whatsoever. How did I get here? After all this time, it had been the same location. I've been waking up to this place more often. Each time, the details become familiar. The same cold concrete floors, industrial sheet walls. Surely I should know by now, right? It was never the case. I can never find the doors. There were no windows. I would always seem to wake up under that single light bulb above my head. The electricity crackled, splitting the air and echoed off the metal sheets. Then, after some silence, I'd do the same thing. Crawl over to the nearest thing I can get a hold of for support and get up. I felt hungover. Once my eyes had adjusted, the voices started. When I first found myself here, it was only a murmur. Then each time I awake, they become louder. I thought it would get easier. I'd feel a sudden heat all over my body, prickling my skin, sending all my nerves on overdrive. My head would begin to spin. I'd lose my breath. doesn't take long until I'm back on the floor. This time, I'd be touching myself. I'd feel an intense rush of ecstasy, lust, and vulnerability. I'd fuck myself, not knowing why or trying to understand why. I just start and I don't stop. I felt like I was possessed. Sometimes I'd come once. Sometimes multiple times. Whatever it was, I had no free will. My hands did what they did, and all I could do was come. I couldn't stop. In the corner of my eye, I'd see the masked figures. It would start with noticing one, and slowly I'd start to see more of them. Each time I came here, there would always be more. They watch from a distance, whispering, taunting, sometimes moaning. I'd cry out, seeking help, seeking answers. No one would answer me. Once I've come to the point of exhaustion, I'd pass out. I'm no longer there. I'd have this intense hunger. Something inside me has become insatiable. I don't know what I'm looking for. Some kind of release? Some kind of eye-opening experience? Who are these masked figures anyway? And why do I feel so drawn to their presence? Their voices, seductive, raw, sadistic, and I can't help it. They don't even need to touch me. All they do is speak. And once they speak, my body betrays me. Hello? What the again? Hello? Is anyone there? Christ. Fuck. My head. Jesus Christ. Oh, whoa. Okay, okay. Keep your shit together. Hey, hey, hey! You over there. What the fuck's going on? Why does this keep happening? What do you guys want from me? What are you... Some kind of cult? Can you answer me? Please? Someone? Oh, wait. What do you mean, tribute? I'm a tribute? No. Wait, hold on. No. That can't be right. You guys have never done this to me before. Wait, why are you... Why are you touching me now? Indoctrination? What the fuck? Please, I never asked for this. I never signed up for this shit. Fuck, ow. Oh my god. Oh, I never did this before. Oh my god. That feels so good. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, your hands. God. asked for this. What do you mean? Watching this happen. Why? Oh, fuck. Please, just let me be. Oh, I don't understand what I did. Stop myself. Once you start, once you start talking, something comes over me. It's just so raw. So fucking immoral. I shouldn't like these things. Fuck. Oh God. Oh God. Oh fuck. What website? Fuck. I have to make what? To make what? Audios? What kind? I'll do anything, please. Please just let me be. I can't keep living in constant ecstasy like this. What? Erotic porn? What the fuck? Fine. Fine. I'll do it. Please. I don't know what's come over me. I can't stop it. I can't help but let you do this to me. Ruin me. Make me think all these dirty, poisonous thoughts. And I can't find release elsewhere but here. Only you guys understand. Only you guys can set me free. I will join you.